Investing in Minnesota's Parks and Recreation. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. While at Farm Fest in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, I had the chance to talk with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, and specifically...
Hi, I'm Shannon Lothammer. I'm also an assistant commissioner at the Department of Natural Resources, and I work with the divisions of Parks and Trails, Forestry, and Operations.
Okay, so give us an example of something that you might be working on or what a day-to-day would look like.
Sure, absolutely. One of the really exciting things that we're working on right now in across the department is we're in the second year of implementation of our Get Out More initiative. So that stands for Modernize Outdoor Recreation Experiences. And this was a historic investment that was provided during the 2023 legislative session of $150 million, so one-time dollars that are going across Minnesota, but including this part of the state, to do things like modernize our boating accesses, some of which haven't been really modernized since the 70s, going into enhancing access and accessibility at parks and trails, also at wildlife management areas. So it can be anything from reconstructing a building so that there's like a accessible bathroom to putting an accessible hunting blind out at a wildlife management area. And then also we have dollars that are going towards fishing and fisheries, so fisheries and fishing infrastructure, so rebuilding and modernizing some of our fish hatcheries, and then dollars for improving streams and some of the wildlife connectivity and things like that associated with streams. And then also dollars that are going to things like fishing piers. And then the last thing that we have resources for with Get Out More, I know it's a lot, right? It's very exciting, is we do have funding for some modernization at two state parks. So at Minneopa State Park, we're in the process of designing a whole new rebuild of the campground there to really make it a modern campground that serves today's campers. And then we also are working with the city of Austin on hooking up to their sewer system for the Myrie Big Island State Park so that we can have a modern sewer system, not something that's super exciting, but super important for park operations and also really important for water quality protection too.
Absolutely. And like what you just said, investing in your state parks, investing in Minnesota, so important. I mean, we went and drove around Redwood and we got to go visit Ramsey Falls, and that like park down there is beautiful. Like, and so that just brings in so much tourism, brings in so much revenue to the state. So it's really important, all the work you're doing.
Well, thank you. And you know, so the Ramsey Falls Park, that is more of a local park that has been maintained, but it really points to the importance of investing at the local level and at the statewide level. We do a lot of work to coordinate with our local partners, whether they're counties or cities or even nonprofits, so we can really provide that seamless, as much as possible, outdoor experience to Minnesotans. Because, I mean, face it, the winters can get cold, but the summers can be beautiful, and even the winters, we have really cool things to do outside, and we want to support that however we can.
Absolutely. Well, if somebody would want to learn more information or want to get a hold of you guys, how can they do that? You guys got a website, phone number, anything like that?
Yeah, so we have a website that has a ton of information. The other thing that we have is an info center. So there is a phone number on our website, or that you could maybe share with your listeners that gets to folks who their job is to answer questions. And if they can't answer the question, to reach out to the network of DNR staff to find the answer. And they do an amazing job. Yeah.
Again, visiting with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.